KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An escort man convicted of multiple crimes after going on a crime spree in 2022 has been sentenced to life in prison. 35-year-old Thokozane Qubuka was further sentenced to 55 years imprisonment in the Escort Magistrates Court today. The NPA's Natasha Kara says in July 2022, Qubuka, who was armed, broke into a woman's house, robbed and raped her at gunpoint in the area under KZN's Uthukela district. He fled and then robbed a couple who were returning home from work before also attacking the woman. Kara says the couple reported the matter and he was arrested.
The man was sentenced to life imprisonment for rape, 15 years imprisonment for each of the three counts of robbery with aggravating circumstances, 5 years imprisonment for sexual assault, and 5 years imprisonment for pointing a firearm. He will effectively serve a term of life imprisonment and he was declared unfit to possess a firearm.
In the Eastern Cape, the National Prosecuting Authority says it's investigating the conduct of the prosecutors involved in the Timothy Omotoso case. Last month, an Eastern Cape High Court acquitted the Nigerian televangelist and two co-accused of charges of rape and human trafficking. He ran a church in Durban and was accused of abusing girls and young women who stayed in a mansion he rented in Umhlanga. The court ruled that the state failed to prove its case. Today, NPA head Shamila Batoy has been grilled about the handling of the matter in Parliament.
Because the judgment on the 2nd of April also criticised certain prosecutors, the scope of that investigation has been extended to focus on the entire prosecution team. And if the investigation confirms any possible misconduct, the matters will be referred to the NPA's Office of Ethics and Accountability, which is the OEA, to deal with those cases.
Moving to Gauteng, three officials at the High Court in Pretoria have been suspended by the Office of the Chief Justice. This follows a raid earlier this week carried out by members of the Hawks amid an investigation into fraudulent and corrupt activities. Newswatch's Cliff Shiko has filed this report.
The Office of the Chief Justice says the three officials who cannot be named at this point are suspended to allow investigations to unfold. They were placed on immediate precautionary suspension on Wednesday. The Hawks are investigating the issuing of fraudulent documents to undocumented foreign nationals allegedly used to delay or prevent deportations.
And abroad, a Swedish diplomat arrested over the weekend in Stockholm on charges of spying and released days later has been found dead. The Swedish Security Service announced the arrest on Monday, but gave no details about the case or the suspect's identity. The following day, a broadcaster said the man arrested was a top diplomat. Your top story this hour, an escort man convicted of multiple crimes after going on a crime spree in 2022 has been sentenced to life in prison. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.